If you go up, way up on top, and I do mean way, way up on top to, shall I say, I'm not sure. Randy Stancic is here, general manager of the Skydeck Chicago, the Ledge. Should I say Sears Tower, or does that get me in trouble?
No, I think as long as you're passionate about it, and most people in Chicago, and especially the lifelongers, those are the ones that still really get worked up about it, and that kind of tells me something, because Sears hasn't been in the building in over 25 years.
And it means we're old, the people that are talking.
Yeah, like, no, but it means that they still care, you know, and if it means something to you and you came there, like maybe it was a young person, you came there, maybe you know somebody who worked on the building being built, maybe it's somebody who worked in the building or had worked in the building. There's a special bond with the tower with a lot of people in Chicago, and it's pretty cool to see that passion after all these years.
Well, I want to talk about the Ledge, which is where where you go out and you're kind of leaning over Chicago. And I want to talk, but there's more than that that's up there. It is kind of like a Chicago museum of sorts, and it takes you through many of the Chicago neighborhoods. So when you take that elevator ride, which is incredibly quick, and you'll tell me about that in a second, up to whatever floor it's on, and you'll tell me the answer to that as well, what do you see?
You know, the really cool thing is that we've always had the views. The views go into four states. You know, they're memorable. It's being up that high, the tallest point in Chicago that you can get to outside of an airplane. Really cool. Then we added the Ledge, the glass floor balconies. It's an inch and a half thick, over 103 floors below, straight down. Those are all memory makers, but what we wanted to do was really create a museum that Chicagoans would be really proud of on the lower levels before you even get there. So we really spent about 5 years trying to think about, as Chicagoans, some of the best things we want to show off. We want to show off the neighborhood. We want to show off the architecture. We want to have some great selfie opportunities, and we've got those with the antennas, the Wrigley Field sign, and we really wanted to make people, if you're not from Chicago, feel like you understand the true Chicago. We get into the food, the music, the people, the pop culture, and really try to tie it all together inside of a nice museum. And what turned out to be is a world-class museum that we're getting rave reviews on. And then you add in the Ledge, you add in the views, and it's in everybody's backyard. And it's really, really a great way to showcase the city.
Can you mandate that the first thing that people do when they get to Chicago is to go through this, because you get a feel for what Chicago was, because there's a lot of history there, and for what Chicago is now, as you take a simulated train ride of, I'm not sure if it's, I think it's the Red Line, through a part of the city, and you get a feel for what Chicago is all about in the most upbeat way.
Yeah, thank you. We tried to think. We used to have a theater. It sat about 200 people. You'd go in there, you'd sit down there, you'd show the movie for about 9 minutes. It was great. Sometimes people clapped at the end of it, but we wanted to get rid of that. We wanted to be a modern museum that you're on your feet, you're moving, you get to engage with what you want to engage to, and that includes a three-minute ride on an L train that we built that takes you through nine neighborhoods. It doesn't necessarily, there's no train that goes out.
Yes.
Through all the neighborhoods, and isn't that clean for that matter too, you know, but we use that as a reason to showcase the city. It's not just come here, we'll talk about the tower the whole time. We really want to talk about the different neighborhoods. It would be awesome if people from out of town came here first, but what we're finding is a lot of people from Chicago are coming, and they're learning about their neighborhoods because a lot of people go from point A to point B. And we think, whether you're from locally or you're from out of town, we want you to come to see us early. You want to come see us, and then we'll help you find where to go next.
You know,
really, it's just kind of a concierge type of thing, but also we wanted to be respectful of locals because we didn't want this to be considered just for out-of-towners.
I understand that, and, you know, I've been talking for years on the radio that it's a shame that the only time that, I don't know, someone who lives in, it can be Oak Park, it can be Highland Park, it can be, it doesn't matter, whatever suburb it is, or even in the city, comes to places like the Chicago River, where I'm at the moment, or to you at Willis Tower, when, I don't know, Aunt Laura and Uncle Rob come into town or something. So, yeah, it's something that we should do. As Chicagoans, there's just so much that the city has to offer that people who live here almost take for granted, or sometimes don't even know that it's here. And what we're talking about, I bet a lot of people don't know. So they may know about the ledge up there,
yeah,
which we'll talk about in a second, but they don't know about this sort of museum experience. We're both calling it a museum. I don't know if it has a name.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's a skydeck experience, but we refer to it as a museum, you know, internally. It's something that we're really, again, something really proud of. It's something that you can run through. We're changing it. We're seeing a lot of locals coming back to see the place. We're on time ticketing. So you're not buying a ticket. You're not waiting in line like it may have been in the past. This is something you pick your time. You show up within 15 minutes of that. And then you and a limited number of people are going in at that time. We also built catalog, which is around the entire property. We've got about 12 places to eat. We have another experience with the Color Factory, kind of an artistic selfie museum. At the tower, we have half-day activities and many different agendas that can happen at the tower. And again, it's only we're right off the Quincy stop. We're right off the train stations if you're coming in from the suburbs. And what we're finding is by adding world-class restaurants like Rick Bayless's Tortazzo or Kindling with Chef Sawyer, it creates a lot of different itineraries that people could have without having to go on vacation and spend all their money that way, do it cost-effectively here, and really just see what we have. And you're right, it's hard because people, I'll get there tomorrow.
Yeah.
But really, it's the opportunity to do something really cool where, I don't want to say going back to the Ferris Bueller approach, but play a little hooky if you're at work, or use one of your summer days, or come down and see us on a weekend or after school, because, again, we're ready for you. We're open every day of the year, and we're regulating the crowds. And I think that was a pain point before, where people would be afraid to come down because, oh, that's usually an hour away. We don't have that anymore. This is all within the experience.
So speaking of afraid, let's talk about the ledge. Mm-hmm. We only have about 30 seconds here. So tell me about it for those who don't know.
Glass floor balcony, an inch and a half thick of glass. We took away all the structural steel, but it was engineered for over a year and a half. The whole feel of this is you take two steps outside the building. You're looking straight down, doing a handstand. You're sitting down. You're taking pictures. You're proposing to somebody else. It becomes a pretty memorable part and a little bit of adrenaline rush as well. But it's incredible. It goes with the views, the museum, and come see us.
All right. Very good. Is there a website where people can check it out and come see you there before they come to see you?
Absolutely. Theskydeck.com. And tickets can be purchased there. More information can be had. You can buy for future dates. And also special requests. If there's birthdays you're celebrating, if there's marriage proposals we can assist with, if there's anything else, let us know. We'd love to handle it.
Excellent. It is a part of Chicago. It's a great Chicago experience for sure. That is Skydeck Chicago, The Ledge. Thank you very much. It is a pleasure to talk to you, Randy.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it.
Oh, by the way, can I apply for the job? Let me tell you the job I'm talking about. No, the guy on the train who says, next stop, Wrigleyville, or whatever it is. I want to be that voice.
Yeah, that's easy enough to do. Actually, I did it because we ran out of money on the project. I went with an iPhone 7 into a closet in my basement late at night. And I'm just record Chinatown like 75 different ways. And next stop will be. But yeah, we saved some money and no skills needed, as I've demonstrated.
Well, if you're looking for someone to do it, I'm applying. News next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Thank you very much, Randy.